Blog Talk Radio.
Information has been coming forth about the ministry, but I want to give you some
a little bit of some announcements here before we get started. If you really need a place to come and praise and worship, you really look for a place you want to come out and visit, we want you to come out to Harvest Point Church. That's going to be 2025 Urban Boulevard. That's going to be Suite 208. You can't miss it. For more information on how to get there, you can give me a call, and I can direct you right to the place. That's Harvest Point Church at 2025 Urban Boulevard, right here in the city of Dallas, Texas. Also, on Wednesday night, it's also a powerful Bible study. Those of you want to come in and come in the revelation of the Word of God declares according to the kingdom that he says in Proverbs, Psalms 133, that how good is to a man to dwell together in unity. So don't miss out on coming together and just bouncing the Word of God off of each other and hear what this man of God has been teaching. He's been really been teaching a revelatory and revelational word for an end time season, and we just thank God for him. And at the same time, we got a really interesting topic, and not just interesting topic, got a really interesting word that's coming forth at you today. He really wants you to kind of tune your ears in. The Word of God declares and decrees that over in Revelation 3 and 13, he said, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And it backs up that scripture in course of 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. It said, don't you know that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit? So he's not talking about the bricks and mortar, as I hear Pastor Patillo say all the time over at Harvest Point. He's talking about you. It's an individual choice. Matter of fact, when you look at it, and that word again in Revelations, he said, let them have an ear. Let them have ear. Let them have give ear to the Word of God. That as he give ear, he would heed, and he would turn from that which causes him to lose his soul. And in the midst of everything that's going on in his life, God does decree a word, and he does declare that he does say it won't go void. If you read over in your Word of God over in Isaiah 11:55, God won't send them, he don't write void checks. In other words, when he declares something, as he speaks over in the Word of God, he talks in 89. Matter of fact, when we look at it, just the word, the spirit, spirit moving now, thank you, Jesus. When he declares a word over in the area of Psalms 89 and 34, he said his covenants he will not revoke. God is a guaranteed word, and your job as a man and woman of God is to stand on thus what the Lord has to say. But in the midst of all these things that are going on, when you continually seeking the Word of God, remember, you're a target for the enemy. And the Word of God does speak over in Ephesians 6 and 12, for we wrestle not against the flesh, the blood. We can't put that out there. We can't come against people with malice. We can't come against people with anger, because there are some things that come at us in our life. We got to realize that we got to turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. And it's a song you hear that he'll turn it around in the midnight hour. The Word of God says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Matter of fact, that's a powerful word over in Psalms 46 that says that even when you begin to pray to him, that he said he's a right now God, that he talks about how the earth passes away, how the ground trembles, that the Word of God never goes void. That it's got the ability to do everything it declares it to be. The Word of God studies tells us over and over again that spiritual warfare consists of struggles against evil forces in our mind. And this is why Romans tells us all the time, get your noggin right, get your mind right, because there's some things you're going to go through when you're walking through the shadow of valley of death. And in the midst of you passing through this life with this suit he's given you, he's getting you to understand that you have been purchased with a price according to Philippians 2 and 5. So you got to know whose you are and who you are. You got to know who you are and whose you are, if I can get that correct back to you guys. So even as we said, we struggle with things in our mind each and every day. The Bible makes it very clear that the battle is fought in the mind. It's not fought in the physical. It's a thing that comes against our mind. And when our mind begin to think it, the body begin to move on it. So Romans tells us, I beseech you, brother. Romans 12 and 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you not present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Now let's just turn over to that scripture before we get started. We're going to be in the book of Hebrews 12 this afternoon, and we're going to be dealing with some of the struggles and the battle of the mind, some of the things we deal with as Christians, and how we need to line ourselves up in order to attain that what God has in store for us. As we flip our Bibles over to Romans, let's go over to Romans and let's look what the Word of God speaks in terms of how he declares that we ought to be as being men and women of God. He says over in Romans 12, in verse 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore. And the word therefore means that when you say therefore, meaning you're already proceeding to move on the behalf. In other words, it's an action word. It's something that's already prepared for you. I beseech you, therefore. I have given you the instructions. I've given you the wisdom and knowledge, brethren, by my mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, when he say that you present your body as a living sacrifice, the Word of God declares in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that we as men and women of God might have the right to the tree of right, to the tree of life, excuse me. God has given us some rights in this thing. He gave us a defense mechanism. Also, he gave us an offense mechanism, that whenever the enemy tries to come against us, whenever proclivities, subvertiness, things try to come down on us, God has already decreed that he gave you a plan for everything that the enemy tries to throw at you. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, and by the mercy of God, that you present your body, hear what he's saying, as a living sacrificial offering. Man, when you think about sacrifice offering, you're talking about giving up something that you don't think that you was able to give up, that even when you was in the midst of a struggle that was going on in your life, God has already decreed through his Son that the blood, you can't cross it. But if you get washed with the blood, I talked on last week about some of the struggles that we deal with and some of the offenses God has given us to be able to go against the principalities and the rulers of darkness. These such things are really not coming at you, but Satan really doesn't come at you. He sends his imps. He sends things that he know that can poke you. He sends fiery darts at you. He meddles you. He tries to stop you in the area what God has already declared for your life. And you look at the word declare and decree, meaning when a king puts something in order, that means the whole area of that kingship has got to fall in line with it. We talk about the story about Daniel when the decree came against that he shouldn't pray. And they begin to come together and they get their little haters group. That's all it was a bunch of haters. They got their little hating group together, and they begin to trick the king into a decree. That was nothing but the trick of the devil to stop the word of God from going forth. And that's the same thing that goes on in your life, that when the enemy comes against you with a decree about the things of your past, you got to know how to shut it down. And you got to believe, and you got to declare, and you got to decree, and you got to speak, and you got to do according to Ephesians 4:17. You got to call those things out of your life that be not though if there were, and speak things in existence by prophesying and laying hands on yourself. No, you don't leave nobody to oil you down. You oil yourself down in the name of Jesus. And you decree by the word of God and by the power of the Spirit that when it says no weapon can be formed, you begin to exercise these things. Let's look at this once again before we go over to Hebrews. He said, I beseech you, brethren, I mean, every one of us, sister and brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a holy sacrifice, acceptable unto God. Now, he says it's of a, I mean, you don't have any other choice. It's of a reasonable, if you're really reasoning, and you understand that your hands and your life is laid in the hands of the kingdom, that even when he cradles you, as the old women of God used to say in the church, he holds me in his hand. He gives me a telephone line in my bosom that's, oh, in the name of Jesus, that's never busy, that I can call on him 24/7. I don't need anybody in my path to try to stop me, because he's gave me a line in my bosom. He gave me the number to call, the name of the Father and the name of the Son. He said, I dial one for the Father, I dial one for the Son, and I dial one for the Holy Ghost. And I'm declaring by the word of God, there's no distance, long distance prop that can stop that what God has given you to reach him. The word of God declares and decrees and speaks it all the time. He says it in his word. My word won't go void. It's nothing wrong with the seed. It's the ground that's been planted into you. That's why Romans give us such a prophetic word right here, that we ought to get our lives right. But he moves over, and this is a new teaching. I don't want to get into this. I'm talking about lining up through the power of God and through the obedience and understanding that the will that God has presented to you in this day and time in your life, that you have the ability against all odds to be able to know. How many people know out there in listening land to know that because the majority ain't always right? God has decreed a word according to the kingdom that if it's a weapon formed by the enemy, it can't prosper against you. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what you're going to. I don't care who said anything about you, what your life is. I don't care if you're so far down in the ground, somebody got to pump light down to you. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this, has got the power to bring you out of whatever it is that the enemy tried to hold against you. That's why he speaks so proudly, so powerfully about how he's declared his word in the kingdom, that he has established his throne on earth in 1 Corinthians 3. And he said when he established it, there's no other can walk on. There's no other foundation that no man, I mean not one, can build upon. He speaks a strong word about Paul and Apollo. Paul say, who is Paul? The Holy Spirit say, who is Paul and who is Apollo? They either one of them got the ability to even give the increase, as you read in 1 Corinthians 3. You know, Paul began to deal with the Corinthians in such a way because they had this thing that was going on in the Corinthian church about the cliques, the club, the titles. And we deal with so much of that in the house of God on today. I remember, if my mind is not too far off, but just the other day, a woman of God, Mother Scott, one of the mothers in the church, began to speak about how we got to bring our mentality to the kingdom of God and not having what we call a mentality of the world. The man of God, Pastor Willie Patilla, preached about how you can't be caught in between two places, that you got to settle for one or settle for the other, meaning that you can't be double-minded in your walk with Christ. You either it's still holiness or hell. I better get off of that because we want to deal with some things right here. And before I get out of this Romans and go over to the Hebrews, he says in the second verse, be not conformed. Now, when we think about the word conformed, the word came to Jeremiah over in Jeremiah 1 and 18. And he told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, that he showed Jeremiah that what he's about to do with him, that no man can stop the work that he's put in him. He said, go before them. He said, I hide their faces from you. And wherever I tell you to speak and wherever I tell you to go, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but move. And that's a word that comes straight up out of the book of Psalms. That Psalms 27 says it's a valley that we deal with. It's Psalms 23, let me correct that. It's a valley that we deal with in Psalms 23. And to make ourselves correct, and we just want to flip there, because when we're doing the Word of God, we want to make sure we're coming in the right era so we won't err the Word of God in any shape, form, or fashion. The Word of God does speak. And it does says over in the book of Psalms 23, as I'm speaking, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You're not needing for anything if God is your shepherd. He's a staff that guides you through. The Bible says he's making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside some areas to where I don't have to worry about nothing. Sheep got a problem when the water roars. You are a sheep. That's why the word of God declared, if you got an ear according to Revelations 3 and 13, hear what the Spirit of the Lord give ear, have ear to what he has to say to you as being the 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. You're the church. You're the temple. So let's move ahead. We don't want to prolong the time. It's just the Spirit has got to wind it and moving. And I had to pull that out for those who are out there in listening land and those who are part of the show. We don't know what you're dealing with, but what you're going through. But one thing I can tell you, if you get God in your life, you can get cleaned up a whole lot faster than your partners and your friends and your girlfriends or your boyfriends, whoever they may be you call on the phone. If you just put that thing down, and you begin to go to your knees and you begin to cry out to God, Lord, if there be a God in heaven, I know you're there. I know it seems like the enemy got more power over my life, but I know you got more power. Shut the mouth of that devil. Tell him to shut up. Tell him to get up out of here. And you got to plead the blood on your life, and you got to declare and decree that everything in your life will line up according to the power of the Holy Spirit. Am I talking to anybody this afternoon? God is moving in this message on this afternoon. Now, we want to study this, and we want to look carefully at this word as we go in the book of Hebrews. God, I didn't come to preach to you. I come to teach you. I come to teach you this afternoon. So we want to get a teaching. This is a study of God's word. We want to get into the main frame of what God is calling us to do in this season. So let's turn our Bible over to the book of Hebrews. Let's just pull back a little bit, and let's hear this very powerful word that the Spirit of the Lord gave me just a couple of nights ago about how he designs for us to be, that even in the midst of our struggles, that we have got the ability to move forward with everything God has declared us to do. Is anybody here? He says over in the book of Hebrews 12, and let's start in the 14th verse. Let's start in Hebrews 12 and 14. He says it like this. I got somebody in my studio this afternoon, my little daughter, so you might hear her in the background. But, you know, hey, bud, you know, I would go straight through. So it might be a joy to hear her word, and the words she hear me preach by me might come so profound in her life that she can declare that. I used to hear my daddy on the radio station preaching a word to all those millions of thousands of people out there, that all who had an ear to hear, he just did it whether they was on there or not, in the name of Jesus. So let's look at Hebrews, and let's go to the book of Hebrews, and let's look at Hebrews 14, 12 and 14. And the word of God declares like this in Hebrews 14, follow peace with all men. Now when we look at just that part, follow peace with all men. And we got to understand that when we follow peace with all men, God has already given us the power to declare and decree, to know and understand that through him, everything that we're going to perform in the kingdom is going to come to fruition. Now, this is the thing we got to do. He said, follow peace. He said, follow peace with all men. Now, one of the things we say is, I turn through some of my notes here, we got to understand, we got to know the joy in the fruits of the Spirit. First, we got to have love. We got to have joy. Now, we're talking about follow man with all peace, not with anger and malice. He said love, joy, peace, and most of all, what we're lacking out is patience, kindness, goodness, fulfillment, gentleness, and self-control. That self-control is what's lacking in a lot of areas of the body of Christ. So many people are getting obliterated, getting mad at one another, and the word of God does declare over here in Hebrews 15, he says, look, in Hebrews 14, excuse me, he says, looking diligently, lest any man fall from grace. Now I pulled up a little bit, but I want to pull back to verse 14, if you allow me to correct myself and get you to hear what he's saying according to his Spirit. He said, follow peace. The word peace with all men. He's talking about one of the fruits of the Spirit. Peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see what? The kingdom of God, of the Lord. You won't see him. You won't be able to see that if you're walking corruptly. That's why we can kind of bounce back. And no, we can't kind of, we can go back to the book of Romans. And it tells you, and it gives you a format. First of all, he says, I beseech you. I'm begging you as a king of a king, earnestly, that you present your body sacrificially, that even when you're going through things that you look like you can't control, that you know you can't control, present them unto me. I believe the word of God said, cast all, not some, but all your cares on me, because I am the one that careth for you. He goes on in Hebrews, the 15th verse, and he says it like this, looking diligently, lest any man fall or fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness, notice what he's saying, springing up troubles you. Now, notice what he says, lest any bitterness of root spring up troubling you. Now, you know, we talked last week, we'll stop in the middle of this full minute, and I want to, let me read it all the way out. Looking diligently, lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby any be defiled. Listen to what he's saying. Lest there be any fornicators or profane person, as Esau. We know the story of Esau. You know, when the man of God went to lay down, he was going to his deathbed over in the book of Genesis 27. He said, told Esau to go out. He didn't tell him to go out, but he said, for a morsel, Esau sold out his rights, his birthrights. He sold out his birthrights. And when we understand that, how in the middle of Esau, in the midst of this terrible story that took place in Genesis 27, that in the midst of everything that was going on, Isaac in his old age was just getting dim. He was just getting, he said, I'm almost at my death. And he answered, and he began to talk about the here am I. And he said, behold, I am old, in Genesis 27. We can't go too far into this, but I allow you to read Genesis 27. But in the second verse, then he said, behold, now I am old, and I do not know my days. I don't know when I'm going to die. But he said, before I die, give me some victuals. Give me some soy. When we look at the word soy, or you look at the word versions, of visions, you're looking at the word when he's telling you about how get something that's tasteful, something that's really, really, really spice to my taste and smelling. But I don't know when I'm going to die. And it's really a revelational word. God presents himself in that manner. He wants you to be acceptable. He wants to be acceptable in your life. That when it seems like your days in which we live every day, that it seems like we're dying off every day. We're withering away. We're not getting younger. We're not going in reverse. We're going forward. So our bodies are being going through tear. We're going through stress. We're going through strain. We're going through all kinds of things in our life. In the midst of those things, we don't want to be like Esau, who sold out his birthright. He don't want to sell his birthright for a bowl of soup. You don't want to do that. But in the midst of him doing that, when you look at Genesis 27:5, now Rebekah listened, and she heard the man of God when he spoke to Isaac, when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game. In the midst of him hunting his game, they confound a conspiracy, and they saw evil tasks took place in the midst of that. That's so defiled, and this is what we look at when we look at Hebrews. If I may inject this in and get you to see some of the areas that we're trying to get you to see, that he said, looking diligently. You know, looking diligently, lest any man fall from the grace. From the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness. Now, in the midst of this story with Esau, I don't want to get into that. There's so much in there with Esau and Isaac and the story that went on there with Rebekah being taunted and being evilly injected in. Now, the root of bitterness means that when you're walking as a man of God, as a woman of God in the spirit, the enemy's design is to shoot fiery darts at you. Just because you're a man and woman of God doesn't necessarily mean you out of the struggle. God is going to come, and he don't care if you're a preacher, he don't care if you're a prophetess or a prophet, God going to come at you bold as he know how. He don't care who you are. His job is to do what the woman God said, Sister Scott said one day at Harvest Point. She said just like this. She said, the devil in Job, if I may say this, in Job, he told God who he was. He said, Satan, where goest thou? He said, up and down, to and forth, seeking the things that I may devour. I'm looking for somebody that's weak. I'm like a lion that's prowling. I'm looking for somebody that I can tear down, somebody that's weak in spirit, somebody who got a affront about the Holy Spirit, but don't walk the walk of the Holy Ghost. Am I talking to somebody? And we got to understand in this word, looking diligently, lest any man fall of the grace, meaning that we not designed to let anybody fall back. Pastor Willie Patilla has been orchestrating the fact about how if you don't get out, if you don't get out from beyond the walls, you begin to be stale. You begin to be unfresh. about keeping yourself sharp in the word, that if you really want to test in the word, the mission field is outside the word, the walls of God. And the reason some of us are having so much trouble in the church is too much light in the church. You know, as it says in Corinthians, we got too many prophets. We got too many men and women of God that claim this and that, but they're not taking it outside, but they want to come in the house of God dressed in a nice apparel and give a word to somebody that should be given to themselves. Am I talking to somebody? And we should be out there with the microphone and the bullhorn out there doing the work out in the field. That when we get them out of the field, we get them in the house of God, train up, and we send them right back out. But he said the bitterness of root over in Hebrews 12, that it springs up and trouble you. Romans begins to tell us about your mindset in Romans 12 and 2. The conform things of this world, the things that got the imaginative thoughts to come at you, to make you feel opposite of what God has promised you in his word. The desires of the world, they come in. And the word of God says, what is a man to gain the world and then lose his soul? What is it? What am I gaining by having more of the world system, but I'm yet fading away like dust and sand on a blowy, windy day, just fading into the wind. I'm just fading out, having no place to go. And my point, I always say, why you want to hang around somebody that's not going somewhere anyway? Yeah, I don't want to be around nobody like that. But we as men and women of God has got to come to a point and believe on the word that he says over in Psalms 133. When unity comes together, that's power in unity. No man can win a rage of war on his own. He's got to get instructions from the commanding officer before he hits the battlefield. And that's every morning that you get up as you read Psalms 27, or you read Psalms 23, whatever your morning prayer is that you read, Psalms 91, declare the sickness and disease off of your life. You got to understand and realize that in the life that you're living, it's not too long, because God is on his way back. He said, don't let the bitterness of root spring up in you. Walk with the power, walk with the peace, walk with the wisdom and the joy that's in your heart. Walk with love. Walk with joy, walk with peace, walk with patience, have kindness, be good to one another, be faithful when you speak a word to what you're going to do. You're going to be in church tomorrow, you're going to be a faithful servant in the ministry, you're going to vow like you said you're going to vow. Be gentle when people come at you about your past or say negative things and all kind of manner of things about you. Be gentle about it. Understand what he says in the book of Corinthians. He says in the book of 2 Corinthians that the battle is not yours. Matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians 20, you read that word about Jehoshaphat. He said, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Jehoshaphat worried about this thing, these men from Ammon, these men have come across the great sea of Syria, and he began to go into a fast and begin to pray. In the midst of his prayer, the Holy Spirit dwelled. When you read on down there in 2 Chronicles 20, around that 14th to 15th chapter, the Spirit of the Lord dropped a prophetic word right in the midst of their proclivities. And he said, look, you Jehoshaphat, especially you Jehoshaphat, the battle is not yours, but God's. You designed that when you go into problems, you got to believe that sickness and disease don't have a right over your body. Financial dilemma don't have a right on you. When your father owns a cattle of 1,000 hills, am I talking to anybody? When you need something in your life, and I'm not doing some prosperity preaching. I'm talking about when you depend on God for whatever it is that you need, and God will show himself to be approved. Let me move on down that same chapter 12 in the 15th verse of Hebrews, but we want to take a strong look at it in that same area of the Bible, and I read from 14 to 15 again for those who I see just coming online and popping in and hearing the word of God. We're going to be praying for you as we continue to root out that which in your life and begin to root of this word into your life, that whatever it is in you, that it's got to be dismissed. The word of God says, follow men, follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man will see. You got to, the only way you're going to see the kingdom of God is you got to walk with God. You got to be like Enoch. You got to be like Elisha. You got to know that those ones who receive their body, their mortal body, it ain't important. It ain't to a point that you can't get there. You got to know that the blood has been shed for you. He goes again in that 15th verse, and he says, looking diligently. That means focusing like a laser beam. When you see a laser fire off something, it don't be all over the place. It be right there in one direction, burning its way through, doing what it needs to do to get the job done and what it's focused on. That's your job. To diligently, lest anything that may cause you to fall, problems that he talks about in the book of Galatians, over there in the fifth chapter, the 16th through the 22nd. He talks about in the 16th how we walk in the Spirit. That's your laser beam faith. That anytime you're going through, you got to depend on God. No, you don't got to pick up the phone and call nobody. You just get on the phone and you got to get on the ground and burn your knees out all night long and cry out to God and know that he can set you free from whatever it is that's in your life. Am I talking to anybody out there? We don't have, I see there's phone calls that are coming in and out. And I'm not here to give you a fluff word. I'm not here to give you a word to make you feel good. I'm here to give you a word that's going to help you in your walk with Christ. I'm trying to set some foundational principles for you in your walk with Christ. To understand and realize that in the midst of what you're going through, God has already orchestrated a plan. As it says in Jeremiah 29:11, for I only know the thoughts. I know the GPS. I know the buttons to push. I didn't tell you to turn to the left or turn to the right. I told you to keep on going and that your next exit take a left. And if you went past the exit that God has told you to get off on, you need to learn how to make a legal U-turn and get back on the road of what God is calling you to go to, a calling you to do, a calling whatever he's telling you in your spirit. You need to get to a point that you need to pray to God, get in your prayer closet, read your word of God, shut that television off, and hear thus what say the word of God has to say. That's a problem with most of us. Too many of us are speaking words and using the word of God in vain. Well, the Lord said, the Lord didn't tell you nothing. You did it because you wanted to do it. You heard an imaginative word, but you didn't hear from the kingdom of God. So many of us are walking out of churches, walking away from ministries because things didn't go our way. And when it don't go our way, the first thing we come back and we're so distorted in our mind and our thoughts, we are sat back and say, well, the Lord said, and the word God says in the commandment, thou art not to use the word of God in vain. But yet we do it anyway. The man of God spoke us so strongly on Sunday. We want to play with God. We don't feel God anymore. But what if the church got its power back? I'm not talking about he wasn't talking about the mortar and stone. He's talking about 1 Corinthians 6:19. What if you got your temple back in line? The man of God came out of the book of Acts about the power of the Holy Spirit. When it began to come in as a whirlwind, it was all on one accord. I'm preaching to you now. When he began to talk to you about that Psalms 133, he said everybody's on one accord, how there's power in unity. He says over in Psalms 133 that when you line up with the word of God, it's like the oil that flows from the top. I'm talking about the anointing. I ain't talking about the olive that you got in your cabinet. You just go around anointing yourself with it. I'm talking about the power of the Spirit. When he began to line up with the word of God and you begin to let it flow down your head, down your beard, down on your garment, and all the way down to the end of your garment. You begin to line up with the word of God. That means you begin to be wanting to be washed thoroughly for whatever it is that's in your life that's causing you to fall short. Am I talking to somebody? I know I am. For those of you who are listening, my time and period now is to open up the lines of prayer. I don't care what you're dealing with. Whether you deal with back pain, whether you deal with hypertension, whether you deal with anything, arthritis, if you want to be delivered according to the word of God, oh, bless my soul, you can be delivered right now. But it takes you to be able to believe what the man of God speaks into your life. And not only for me, but you got to declare and decree that if he's a mouthpiece for the kingdom, and God said in the word of God, he speaks over in the book of John over there when it was at the pool of Bethesda, he said that the water was troubled, that the angel came in the midst of the water, and whoever was willing stepped in. But some of us are like the man who had the infirmary for 3 and 8 years, 38 years. He complained about every time he wanted to get into work. He said, every time I get ready to step in, somebody else comes in for him. No, you need to push your way through somebody. You need to get up there. The woman with the issue of blood, she pushed through the crowd. She knew she had the faith connection to do whatever God's word said. She heard a rumor about what the power of this man God could do in her life. And she thrust through the crowd, and she began to hear what the word of God had to say. And she touched, she made a contact with this man of God, and the anointing began to flow. It hit Jesus so hard, just know it's a virtue to come up out of me. Somebody in the electrified my garment. She declared it, she prophesied on herself. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. Is that a hem of the garment you need to touch this afternoon? Concerning the word that even when you go through these things in your life, the word of God says, don't look diligently. He said, focus like a laser beam. Don't let bitterness, don't let malice, don't let these things spring up in you. Don't let it pull you away from the love, the joy, the peace that I put in you, that I so greatly went to the cross to die for you on this day. I don't care what you're going through, as I said before, back pain, blood disease, sickness, heartaches, I don't care what you got to deal with. If there be a God in heaven, I know on this night, according to the kingdom, he has given me the ability to speak and declare and decree that the word of God says in Ephesians 4 and 17, I'm going to call it those things that be not though if they were. Meaning I'm preaching the word and I'm teaching the word from the kingdom. I'm talking about anointed power that can come into your radio, that come into your television, that can come and can move if you just believe. The power of God and what the Billy's got to do in your life. This Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, we're having our Pink Sunday for the woman, Veronica Petilla. And we asking women and men and children, families to come out. If you ever struggle with a disease or sickness in your body, or if you yet struggling with something, come out with the opportunity to know that it's a word that's coming from the kingdom. It got the word, the power to send forth like a blast and cleanse you whatever sickness and disease that's in your body. Don't blame the preacher. It's yourself. If the word says, I beseech you, you got to come with an open heart and the willing to know that you got to claim it and declare that I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. I can be delivered for whatever it is that's in my life. I know without a shadow of a doubt, the power of the revelation and the illumination of God is here to do whatever it's designed to do. For those of you who are calling in, the lines are lighting up. The number to call in, for those of you who don't have it, is 347-637-1074. We're about to pray in just a few minutes. We're about to release the power of God. For those of you who want to be online, all you got to do is push that button, number one, to let me know you in the queue. But our word tonight, as we go forth, is that lest any bitterness or any root spring up in you. You can't have this stuff in you if you're walking with the power of God, if you're walking in the anointing. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're going through. It's even not my thought to think about it. But when I hear the Spirit of the Lord speaks to my heart about what the lives is going on in his people, we got to know that God can do it. Lines are flashing on. Lines are flashing off. That's okay. If it's not a word you want to hear, not a word you want to be a part of, stay off the line. Don't even get on. We don't want to hear you flashing in and flashing out. If you don't want to be delivered for whatever it is, then find somebody else that sounds more thrilling to your ears. But we're talking about illumination here tonight. We're talking about deliverance here tonight. We're talking about kingdom, power, deliverance, healing in the body of Christ. And, oh, Father God, I thank you for the opportunity for me bringing this word to you, from you, to give to your people. Father God, we shut down every form of diabetes in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that every kind of stroke, that they be healed. Lord, we ask you to go into the corridors of the hospital. Lord, everything that's in it is dealing with cancer. We root it out and we shut it down by the power of the Spirit. We asking you, Father God, to let your blood flow as Joshua marked the doors and the of the houses before they came out of Egypt. I declare by the word of God that the death angel has got to shut his mouth. He's got to go past. He's got to leave your people alone. Lord, I come against every form of arthritis, every form of heart disease, in the name of Jesus, every form of neck pain, every problem with the eyes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against every lower back pain. We come against every financial dilemma in the name of Jesus, every kidney disease in the name of Jesus, every thyroid problem. Lord, we loose it in the name of Jesus. We shut down every blood disease, Lord. We cause the heart to move and pump with the strength that it needs, that it may provide the very vessels with everything it needs, that the capillaries in the heart begin to be breathed on by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we declare that every mother, every son, every boy, and every child that's in a household dilemma, Lord, that your spirit will begin to enter into that home, begin to move, and begin to convict. It will begin to arrest and shut down everything that's not like God. Oh, Father God, we're praying to you this afternoon. We're calling out to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Father God, to touch us in our souls, touch us in our spirit, Lord. We ask you to break the back of lack right now in the name of Jesus in the houses of your people. Where there's jobs needed, Father God, begin to fulfill in the name of Jesus. Where that seems to be a problem of physical hanging in the balance, Father God, let that anointed word come forth that tell them to fear not, because I am God, and beside me there is no other. Lord, I declare the word, I decree it. I speak it according to the wisdom and the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. I'm asking you, Father God, to move like you never moved before. Put your hands on your people. Send forth your angels, Father God, and have them to begin to heal them or whatever it is in their bodies, Father God. I break the ban of suicide in the name of Jesus. I cast it down in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, to cast down the spirit of homosexuality. Reality, Father God, not the very person, Father God, but the very thing that they're conducting in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm asking you to move, Lord, like a whirlwind, Father God. Come in like a tornado. Begin to send forth a blast through the spirit and begin to wipe your people clean in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they begin to understand and realize that you're God. And beside you, there is no other. I thank you, Father God, for your power, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for everything in their life lining up according to the blood. I decree and declare it's got to line up according to the faith of your people, that even in the midst of their struggles, Father God, that you moving them to another plateau. Give them the word, Father God, in their spirit. It was Jeremiah 29:11. Whatever the doctor has said to them, Father God, your word is declared in Isaiah 53, that who has believed that report, and who has the arms that have reported been revealed in the name of Jesus. I declare that the report that comes and all the numbers are lined up according to the kingdom, Father God, and every test that they go through, Father God, has got to manifest by the blood of Jesus. It's got to line up according to the kingdom of God. I decree a plan. I decree the very power of your spirit to move right now in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed, whatever it may be, has got the ability to prosper, Father God. Guide them, Father God, through what seems to be the shadows of the valley of death, Lord. Bless their household, Father God. Put your four angels on the end of each every, on the corners of each and every one of their houses, Father God. Let your spirit begin to go in, Father God. Let it move and let it convict. Let it arrest and let it shut down every negative thing that's not like God. Lord, I believe right now in the name of Jesus, you're moving under the authority of the unction of your servant, Father God, that your word is declared, that you don't bring a word into the land and first you reveal it to your prophets. Father God, I'm speaking a prophetic word over your people this afternoon. Lord, open up jobs in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Open up very deeds, Father God, for those who are about to lose their homes, Father God, that you will send somebody there. Lord, you'll send the power of the voice of the Spirit to command those people, but not to be thrown out of their homes, that they should not leave, that they should stand still and watch the power of your word, the power of your salvation, Father God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that even when we get on this line, Father God, we're not looking for an educated or orchestrated word to sound professionally in somebody's lips, but we're moving by the last times of the anointing of your word, Father God. We believe according to the kingdom of God, Father God, as we begin to proclaim your word, Father God, we ask you to stretch out in the name of Jesus, Father God, and run the race with your children, Father God, and whatever it is that's in our bodies, Father God, we asking you to move it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We asking you, Father God, to bless First Lady Patilla, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare by the word of God that you sent forth your healing angels, Father God, to surround her bed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. that you enter into the very parts of our body, Father God, and you begin to move according to your word and your power, Father God. Touch the man of God in the name of Jesus. Let him know the struggle has just begun, Father God, but you are right there with him, Father God, that even when it seems like he's going through the shadows of the valley of death, Father God, you had already prepared a way for him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, touch the woman of God, Father God. Co-Pastor Patty Ellis, in the name of Jesus, put your hands around her, Father God. Put a rhema word in her body, Father God, for this coming Sunday, Father God. Not only that, but right now, Father God, I'm asking you to move in her life, Father God. Put your hands on my children in the name of Jesus. Let them line up according to your word, according to your power, according to your spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father God, to amplify your word in their hearts. Amplify your word in their spirit, that they would understand and realize that you are God, that you cannot fail. Your word is decreed. Am I God that I should lie, or am I a son of a man that I should have to repent? I've been given a commandment to bless, and I cannot reverse it. Lord, begin to show your grace. Begin to show your power. Open up your word, Father God, in the lives of your people, Father God. Let us not be conformed to this world, Lord, but as we renew by our minds and realize we're living in the last days, and Father God, and we all crying out, Abba, Father God, what must we do to be saved, Father God? Loose the spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Shut that devil down, Father God. Wrap them in the blood chains of your blood, Father God, and send them back to the depths of hell in which you come from, Father God, that we know and understand that through your word and through your power, through your illuminated grace, Father God, that you are prepared for us, Lord, before the foundation of the world, Father God, that we are moving in the midst of everything that you declared right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're crying out to you, Father God. Let your power reign. Let your power move. Let the grace and authority of the Spirit begin to swarm like honeybees, like it's sweet, like honey in a honeycomb, that they open up their ears, that they have an ear to hear, as it says in Revelations 13, Father God, and he who has an ear, Revelation 3 and 13, he who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of God has to say. If you got two holes on the side of your head, you need to start using them, because God is speaking in this moment. You need to launch out and cry out and lay before God. Ask him to heal your body, heal your finances, heal your marriage, Father God. Heal their marriage, Father God. Heal whatever it is that's going on in their household. Not only that, but on their job, Father God. I command promotions to come forth. When people have been demoted, you begin to promote your people in the name of Jesus. We have just a few minutes left for those who want to come on and join in and have something to say concerning this study tonight. The line is open to you. It's free to you. It's free to you. Whoever calls in, whoever has a word, whoever has something to say according to what the Spirit of God has promised in his word, the line is open for you. We're about 7 minutes outside this broadcast, and we're moving, and we're asking you to just, if it's something God has, if it's something you need prayer for, don't feel shame about what the power of God can do. I don't care what you're struggling with. I don't care if you struggle with homosexuality. I don't care if you struggle with lust. I don't care if you struggle with problems in your physical being. That God has got the ability to remove every ancient spirit in the name of Jesus and can cast it down and send it back to hell in which it come from. But you got to believe it. Once again, I'm Pastor Charles Ellis, here at Harvest New Life Church, in connection with Pastor Willie Patilla and co-pastor Veronica Patilla at Harvest Point Church. For those of you who don't have anything to do on this Sunday afternoon, this coming Sunday afternoon at 11 o'clock, we're asking you to join us for our Pink Sunday as we begin to shut down that foul spirit of breast cancer. We're asking you to come out to 2025 Irvin Boulevard, Suite 208 here in the city of Dallas, Texas, 75207. That Sunday service starts at 11 o'clock. Even on Wednesday night, come out to our 7:30 Bible study. That same night, that same location, the power of God is moving. Something is moving in the spirit at Harvest Point Church. We may not have all that you need in terms of what you look from the physical, But God says in his word, never mind about the parallel. Just focus your eyes on the vertical. When you keep your eyes to the kingdom, God will show you great and mighty things that you have never known or seen before. Somebody's searching on this line. They're finding somebody. They're trying to find a word. But I'm telling you, woman of God, man of God, whoever you may be, you came to the right location. If you just stop being twitchy, you stop being double-minded, calling in and popping in and out the studio, and save us on your heart, that God may deliver you from whatever it is in your life. The reason you running up and down the line is the same reason you running up and down your life right now, trying to find something that'll tickle your ears. But God doesn't send a tickling word when he talks about a prophetic anointing, a prophetic grace word that's in the spirit. He don't have you fading in and out of the system. He gets you to get in that one mainstream, get in that main vein, as Pastor Willie Patilla says. And he orchestrates, and he begin to rotoroot the word in you. And he begin to pull things out of you that's not like God. You looking for a show? Find a show. But over here at Harvest New Life and Harvest Point, we doing the real deal. And I advise you to come out, be a part of what God is doing. For the number to call in, you can call me at 214-870-2146. That's open to anybody who want to pray or anybody who need a word about our location. I'm going to give it once again. This is our Pink Sunday coming up. October the 27th, our breast cancer research retreat, as we get rid of this in honor of those who are suffering or going through breast cancer and whatever other cancer is in your life. Just because it's cancer, we cast out all kinds of cancer. Cancer of hate, cancer of lust, cancer of demonic possession, lust, and cancer of demonic thoughts. Your mind ain't lining up. Come and get delivered. If you want to be moved by the power of God, come in. We open the doors for you. We ask you to come in and be with us. And that location, once again, is 2025 Urban Boulevard, Suite 208, Dallas, Texas, 75207. If you didn't catch that, you can call 214-870-2146. We're about 3 minutes outside the show. And for those who want to call in with the last minute, we'll stream you in. And you can call into the studio at 347-637-1074. Once again, that's 347-637-1074. God bless you and God keep you. We're praying for you. I mean, we are praying for you. We're worshiping over the things that you have to deal with, that you don't have to go through these struggles. God has gave you a word through the scriptures over in the book of Ephesians. It tells us that we wrestle not against the flesh and the blood. We've been purchased by the blood, according to Philippians 2 and 5. You got to know who you are and whose you are in this time of season that we're in. Don't be running around back and forth. Get somewhere and get planted. Trees that keep jumping up and down will never bear no fruit. That's why you can't find out where you need to be. You want to go over here, that don't treat you right. You uproot and you go over there. The time is running out. Get somewhere and sit down. It hits us what the word of God has to say about your life. Before you know it, you rushed out of here and don't know where you went. You don't know where your soul is going to be. Find somewhere to get stable, that you hear the word of God, that he may deliver you from whatever it is in your life. I'm going to leave you with a word. I'm going to leave you with a worshiping word as we close out. As once again, we earnestly send an invitation and we pray. And we want you to come out to 2025 Urban Boulevard, Suite 208, Dallas, Texas, 75207. Hopefully this Thursday night we have our guest speaker. We're trying to get Pastor Willie Patilla to come on and bring a word for us. If not, he's a very busy man. I can't put pressure on that. I'm not going to promise you that. But I want you to understand one word before I get off this line. And it says it once again in Hebrew. Chapter 12, verse 14 and 15. Follow peace with all men and holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently. Remember, that's the laser beam faith. Looking diligently lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up in trouble. Come on, somebody. And thereby many defile, are being defiled, lest there be any fornicators or profane or persons like Esau. We don't want to be like Esau. We want the word of God in us. I'm going to leave you with this word. Once again, this is Pastor Charles Ellis from Harvest New Life Church. We just decree the word over your life. And I thank you for joining in and being with me on this afternoon. God bless you.
Whatever you're in tonight, you can come out. You say, sister, how do I get out? Praise your way out. Can I get somebody to praise your way out? You might be sitting next to somebody that may not need a miracle, but tell them, I have an emergency. I gotta praise my way out. Oh, glory. Come on, I tried it and it worked. I tried it and it worked. He breaks every fetter. That's why I don't care how long it takes. I don't mind waiting. Now, I don't think you heard what I said. I don't care how long it takes. If it takes him 20 years, because the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So guess what? I'm not just waiting on God. I'm waiting in God. Because I know he holds.